Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Matt, and Joe.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to actually go to your phone calls here to start things out because we have a caller who called in before we even went on the air.
Nice. Way to get proactive.
Yeah, we will get to him. Coming up, Joe, you've got it. An interesting squatting story.
Yes.
Squatting as in occupying a piece of property that is, well, wasn't your own.
Allegedly.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Whether it be somebody's abandoned house or apparently abandoned house, or in this case, I believe it's just a large piece of land on which somebody decided to live.
Right.
For like 2+ decades, right?
26 years.
Yeah, and so now he's facing prison for the rest of his life. You've got the story on that. We'll talk about it coming up here. Plus, Matt, you've got a story about license plates in the state of Washington that may be going from, you know, the standard license plates that you're familiar with a metal, to paper.
Apparently.
Yeah, we'll find out what that's all about.
It should be funny, actually.
Yeah, and of course, there's more crazy COVID news out there. I noticed last night that Twitter was promoting new propaganda, which I had not heard this one yet, that is saying that now they're saying if you've already had COVID, you should get the vaccine.
Why?
It's ridiculous. I mean, from what I understand, if you have already had COVID, your natural immunities are better than the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But the quote-unquote experts... The government science is now
saying... Who are these experts?
We can talk about that coming up, too. So the number here is 603-283-6160. This is the new propaganda. This is what they're pushing now. But let's go first to Tim. He's on the line calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so very much for taking my call.
Sure,
I just want to make it as quick as possible because you got other things to go to. Definition of what a libertarian might be. I understand that one of your hosts there is a member of the Quaker Church. Can you be considered, if I can use the expression, morally responsible for yourself and be considered a libertarian because you hate all the wars, too much money being pumped into the military, government conspiracies? You know, I'm not a tinfoil hat man, but I've read more of my fair share of government conspiracy books on highly educated people. So could I be, you know, like say, morally, I don't want to use the word conservative, but morally responsible for myself and kind of encourage other people to be morally responsible and be somewhat libertarian in my view, say, constitutional libertarian as in versus libertarian right, libertarian left, libertarian center. Let me shut my trap up and let y'all kindly answer. Thank you.
That was a really long question. I got to admit, I was busy doing something.
Can I get the Cliff Notes on that? Can you restate that more curtly?
Okay. Let me go back to this. Can you be like morally responsible for yourself, but recognize that there is a ton of government conspiracies going out there, and you don't want to put, you know, like I'll give an example: too much money in the military and waste it when they can give it back to the taxpayers. I consider myself trying to be morally responsible for myself. Can you be you have somebody there that's a Quaker and a member of the Quaker religion. I'm deeming him to be somewhat morally responsible, but a libertarian.
Are you asking, can you have morals and be a libertarian?
Well, morally responsible for yourself or morally responsible you, yes.
Well, I mean, libertarian is all about self-ownership. Self-ownership means being responsible, taking responsibility for all your own actions and your future and, you know, your medical bills and everything's your problem.
Individualism, right? So you take control of your own actions and responsible for what you do and And I guess it's libertarianism is subjective, right? So like a lot of libertarians are like, oh, you're not libertarian, when they, I guess they would be, as long as like I think the libertarian motto is that you know, we want to take over the world to leave you alone.
I don't know if libertarianism is subjective. I mean, libertarianism really just boils down to the non-aggression principle, which says that, you know, essentially that it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve whatever goals that you have.
Yeah, good ideas don't require force.
So, I mean, that on its own is a moral statement to say that whatever it is you want to accomplish, whether it be a social vision that you have or something you want to do in business or whatever it is, you can't use the threat of force or actual force to accomplish those things. That's really the only libertarian principle out there, and it's a sort of baseline moral principle. It's not, by the way, the only one. I think that libertarianism is just the, you know, the bare minimum for human interaction. I mean, there's other moral principles, I think, that probably good people should put into play on top of that.
Sure.
Like being kind to one another, or generosity, for instance, or whatever. But libertarianism doesn't speak to those things. It just talks about aggression. Does that make any sense, Tim?
Yes, most excellently. Like I said, we got too many things going on, like saying our government and military and such as that. Government is essentially mine.
Okay, well, maybe you should also read Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, because that's where books were banned. And a whole bunch of people they'd take a book that they found illegally, and they'd read it so many times they memorized it, and they would become the book.
Thank you, Tim, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad we were able to finally make sense of that question, because it's a bit of a ramble.
Yeah, a good question, though.
Good refresher, I guess.
Yeah, it was a very good question.
I appreciate where he was coming from with that. The number here is 603-283-6160. So let's talk about, you know, principles in regards to property ownership, because things get a little sticky when it comes to, you know, libertarians believe in non-aggression, but what does property mean under that circumstance? And people start to have divergences within the libertarian movement on what property is and how it should be defined. So, Joey, you've got the story about somebody here in our very own New Hampshire that
he calls himself River Dave, and I guess he like waves to people on the Merrimack River. So he is a known squatter who has lived besides the Merrimack River for 27 years, goes before a Superior Court judge on Wednesday, so yesterday, if he agrees to abandon the place he calls home, you know, he can basically be free. I just give you a general brief about what's going on, is that he was living on someone's property and they had no idea until the state came down on the property owners, and supposedly, like allegedly, that he's living on someone's property, but and they might get assessment to see if it actually is his property that he claims. But they would never have gone after him if the state wasn't trying to collect taxes and they noticed that there's another cabin on his property. On their property.
Oh, jeez.
Right? So it's the footprint and, you know, higher taxes, so, you know, they want him off his land. But it wouldn't have been a problem if no one knew, and, like, he wasn't bothering anybody.
Yeah, and this guy's no spring chicken either, right? He's a man of age, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 81 years old.
81 years old. So I'll tell you, if I were that property owner, I'd see if I could work with the guy. Maybe there's some, you know, I wouldn't even ask for restitution, but if, you know...
I think he's willing to work with the property
owners. The property owners ought to try to find a way to work with him, and the state ought to try to find a way to work with everybody, but we know they won't because they're the state and they just want to be strong-arm people.
Right, right. It's unfortunate that it takes the force of the state to make this problem occur. And, like, it's funny because, like, you know, this guy is isolating himself out in the middle of the woods, and then, like, they're worried about COVID, and they just throw him to the, you know, general pop. So it's like,
yeah,
it's really
old funny. Guy.
Yeah, it's old guy. Exactly. And he's willing to rot in jail, is what he said, to, you know, protect his rights. And I kind of appreciate that about him. But I want to bring up a point about property ownership. Is like, if you have so much land, you don't realize that someone's living on it, do you really own that property? Like, I mean, you purchased it and everything, but, like, this brings up a good argument amongst, like, libertarians and just general property ownership, in that if you don't know someone's living on your land and they don't bother you, is it a problem? And, like, unless you have, like, a fence around it and you have cameras everywhere, you just don't know. You know, it's like, is it a problem? No.
What you don't know can't hurt you.
That's true.
Right? I mean, if he was doing something that was problematic, like polluting or killing off the wildlife, you know, to the extent where it became an issue.
But the only problem is the state and the taxes.
Yeah, that's interesting that this became an issue because of taxes. We'll continue here with more on River Dave, the 81-year-old who's saying he's just going to sit in jail.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on River Dave, he is an 81-year-old man living alone. on the river, on the Merrimack River in New Hampshire. And apparently he's done this for 2.5 decades at this point. The state of New Hampshire has now put him into a jail cell because of this. And they're telling him that as long as he agrees not to go back on the property, he can get out. But he's going to stay in jail because he believes that he has a rightful claim to this particular land that he has basically homesteaded, one could argue, for the last 2.5 decades. We're going to get back into that story coming up here. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa in the studio here tonight. Also, I do want you to know about Bitcoin.com if you want to go and get to get educated about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin.com's got a great Get Started section. You can click Get Started at the top of the page. There's like a 3-minute-long introductory video and a series of other videos should you decide you want to spend more than 3 minutes on the topic and get an education about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. At Bitcoin.com, if you want to get the latest news headlines, you can go to their news site. It's updated daily with fresh information from the world of crypto at news.bitcoin.com. Back to River Dave here in just a moment, but first we go to Nicholas calling us from Arizona. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Yes, name's Nicholas Guillermo, and I found libertarianism through good old Ron Paul back in, well, what was it, 2020 when he was running? I was doing voter registration for Republicans back then because he got me motivated. And I started diving in, learning about the non-aggression principle a little while after that, though, you know, learning about the Fed and then NAP and then anarchist philosophy, and it all just kind of come together. And I wanted to talk on here because I have a background in political activism. My whole life has been in political activism, but I found anarchy later on, and something clicked. And I found actually middle ground. I found a space where the philosophy can exist and we can have a lot more power than we are actually limited to with just the Libertarian Party. And I want to talk about other options in addition to what the Libertarian Party attempts to do that are even more decentralized and less reliant on a party winning that will reasonably create freedom in our lifetimes rapidly.
Okay.
So in relation also to this poor guy that's in jail in New Hampshire, it's related to this, okay, because my activism had been involved in state ballot initiatives, which is a very, I'd say, clandestine area of politics that the majority of people don't know. And I think there's a reason behind that. I think there's an occulted reason or, the people that run government, really the higher ups, they don't want people to know that we truly actually have more power than them in specific instances. In the cases of policy, we can have referendum to abolish bad policy and use initiative to actually nullify the federal government or the state government. And people don't know this information.
The fact is that
website dedicated.
These government public schools are not teaching anyone these things. And, they expect us to know all the laws, but they don't teach us that.
Well, I mean, there are initiatives frequently on ballots in states across the country. I will point out that not every state has these things. New Hampshire, for instance, does not. So we do not have ballot
initiatives. New Hampshire has some policies on a local level with 20% of the citywide vote that can be brought forward with initiatives.
There are warrant articles in certain towns, in most town governments in New Hampshire. Those generally don't exist within the city government structures here, but what you're saying is true in, I think, most states. I think they do have the ballot initiatives. Of course, the problem is a lot of the times the statists, the government, pro-government people, use ballot initiatives to expand statism and expand government control. So there is that.
They can. There's a long history at it, and I expect people that want to really see both sides of the argument will realize, yes, it is a double-edged sword, but when yielded in favor of liberties to reduce the power of government, it has a long history going back 100 years from the very beginning of what they called the progressive era when ballot initiatives began in North Dakota. But interestingly enough, the original progressives were not liberals or conservatives. They were a mix of people called the Nonpartisan League and actually had more in line with libertarianism, which is just going to show more evidence of how the state, the school system, the system at large has changed even the meaning of words, where the word progressivism today simply means the liberal, far left radical wing of the Democratic Party or Green Party and things like this. But it has nothing to do with its original meaning, which was about people having more power than the elected leaders for referendum to say no on bad policy and in cases where needed to create policy that can limit government, like the very first ones, which were limiting the Federal Reserve.
So, and I mean, is your point to call in and let people know about this? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, guess what? The town where this fellow was arrested in may very well have a referendum, because there are referendum in towns. There's a ballot referendum process. There's an initiative. And the poor guy could actually be let go by a popular vote if it was brought up. And I would like to bring that up. But the point that I came on here, because, yes, the libertarian movement and people into the non-aggression people movement need to know about this, because when we don't use a power that is more powerful than the state, we are in some way culpable.
Well, it's not more powerful than the state. It is a part of the state. I mean, it's part of their rules. It's part of their system. And ultimately, if you are in a place where you're outnumbered by people that love government, then no amount of ballot initiatives is going to make a difference. So ultimately,
There's the other flip side of the coin. What is the primary purpose of your radio show? Education. And what is the goal of libertarians and anarchists everywhere? To educate people about the non-aggression principle and how we need to delegitimize the state power over us. All it takes is that 1% over the 50% mark to vote for liberty and freedom.
But they don't. Well, I mean, it's pretty clear, especially from the last year, in case anybody ever had any doubt, that people don't want liberty and they don't want freedom. They want to be told what to do. They want to have a strong, you know, daddy government or mommy government.
They want to be safe and provided for.
Lording over them. And that's the reason why a lot of us, Nicholas, moved. We migrated. So the three of us that are here in this studio, we didn't know each other before the last 10 years. I moved from Florida. Matt, you moved from New York. Joe, Rhode Island. People have come from as far away as Russia because they're sick. Certainly California is a good place to leave. They're sick and tired of people telling them how to live their life and what to do. And they need to be together.
Initiatives now flip the scripts like it's never been done before, like the gatekeepers don't exist anymore, and we use it to limit government. And we use platforms like the radio to educate people about our actual process that allows us to say no to every bad policy and win. So 100 years behind us, to ignore that is shooting yourself in the foot.
No, I don't think anyone's ignoring it. I mean, if that process existed here, I'm sure we would use it.
Yeah, Nicholas, I helped this guy, Jason Gearhart, run for town council, right? Selectman. And he also had a Warren article, and it was basically just like question the IRS to see what we had to pay. But we went door to door, and generally those who are in favor of what we were doing did not want to get involved. Like, they just want to be left alone. People generally want to be left alone.
Well,
so, like, then when the Warren article actually got, when the petition went through, they just tabled it. You know, they didn't care. They just like, oh, we'll just
throw
ourselves
aside. There weren't enough votes at the town meeting, right?
Right. Well, yeah, they're just like, oh, we're just going to put this off to the side and not talk about it. And really, well, it's like, okay, if we practice this more, maybe we'll make a difference. What's that?
That's really great. I'm glad you have that experience. I, on the other hand, have actually worked in the door-to-door organizing field.
I want to talk to you about it because it sounds like you're really excited about this. I got to say, gathering petition signatures is a really sucky job. And it sounds like you've done it, Nicholas. So if you want to, I want to give him a chance to kind of flesh his thoughts out here. 603-283-6160. Because it's one thing to say, hey, just use the system. It's another thing to actually try it. Because it's awful. We're coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nanosized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans are divided about vaccines as a pandemic of the unvaccinated sweeps across the United States.
I'm going to continue everything I can to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. That includes addressing hesitancy and misinformation head on.
The president speaking at the White House also saying the vaccines are safe and highly effective. The Justice Department is launching a task force to combat threats of violence toward election workers. Deputy AG Lisa Monaco releasing a statement saying threats toward any election official, worker, or volunteer is a threat to democracy. The Southeastern Conference is extending membership to the universities of Texas and Oklahoma. The SEC announcing member schools voted unanimously in favor of bringing the Sooners and Longhorns in 2025. USA Radio News. A bipartisan infrastructure bill gets the thumbs up from the Senate.
The U.S. Senate in a 67-32 procedural vote Wednesday advanced a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, despite the fact that the full text of the proposal hasn't been made public yet. CBS correspondent Natalie Brand.
Now what we have is senators, enough of them, more than 60, agreeing to move forward to debate on this physical infrastructure package. But this is a process that has many more procedural steps ahead.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
There are some signs that the red-hot real estate market may be starting to cool. This is due to pending home sales falling. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 1.9% in June. They also fell by the same amount when compared to June last year. USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To
this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. 603-283-6160 is our number. And you can take control of the airwaves. Actually, I put Nicholas on hold. He apparently dropped off the line, but he did put some final text into the Facebook chats. I only know that because we have like an aggregator. I'm not on Facebook. We have an aggregator of our chats here, and I can see Nico is typing. He's got a response to what we were saying. So I want to get into that a little bit deeper. He's talking about ballot initiatives as a potential solution for an out-of-control government. And while I like the idea of people thinking about, you know, how to solve the problem of crazy government forcing its way down our throats, I just don't buy that this is going to be particularly effective because, well, it's not like it's a secret like he was suggesting that it is. I mean, anybody that lives in a state with ballot initiatives has probably been involved in either voting for or against a ballot initiative, or if you're a political activist, you may have actually tried to do, you know, petition drives to qualify said ballot initiatives for the actual ballot. And
he says he has a long history of doing that.
He does. In fact, he's got a website that he's promoting, ballot.now.site, and it's a very, very, very lengthy page. I can't sum it all up in a short time, but I'm just going to read what he typed here on the Facebook comments, and y'all can respond. We can respond to that. He says, I tried, but you all don't understand. We actually do have more power than the government, and there's 100 years of history where people have voted to limit taxes and regulations over them. Well, they didn't work. I mean, if that's what they've been doing, you know, what we have now is the largest United States federal government and humongous state governments that have total dictatorial control over people's lives.
Or maybe we're being negativists and it did work. It just got this bad instead of how bad it would have been.
Maybe
it would
have been ten times worse
than this.
Well, I think the resistance is definitely like slowing their progress of what their final goals are. But, you know, I think that if we practice more of these ballot initiatives, maybe we could make a difference. But this is requiring a lot of people to get involved that probably don't have the time or resources to make this happen.
That is one thing. It's expensive to do petitioning. Exactly. In fact, I was just on, I think it was a conversation I saw on Twitter with Justin O'Donnell, who is a Libertarian Party activist here in New Hampshire. He was talking about the amount of money the Libertarian Party spent, the state party spent on just qualifying maybe like four or five different candidates for the ballot. Because remember, in most states, it's very difficult for third parties to get on the ballot. So usually to get on, they have to either collect a ton of signatures or they have to pay some absurd fee. Mm-hmm. But of course, the signatures themselves cost a lot of money because you generally can't find enough volunteers to go out and do the work because it's a lot of work going door to door or standing in like a public place and trying to track. You know, if you're in a public place, yeah, you know, if you were to go downtown Keene, New Hampshire and try to collect petition signatures, you're lucky if 1 out of 10 people actually even live in Keene. You're gonna run into people from New York, people from Massachusetts. So half the time you spend, you're gonna be wasting just trying to like filter into the people who could potentially sign the petition. And then once you find the person who's qualified to sign, most of them don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I've done this once upon a time. We decided the best thing we were going to do to find the right people was we were going to stand in City Hall because it's much less likely that somebody who's in town to go shopping is going to go to City Hall for any reason. The odds are if you're in City Hall in any given town, you probably live there. If not, you're thinking about living there, right? Like, so there's no other reason why somebody would generally be in City Hall. You're there, like, to pay a tax bill or you're there to, you know, register to vote or whatever. And you're more likely to encounter registered voters. So, you know, to me, that's a pretty good place as far as targeting people here in New Hampshire that actually live here. But nonetheless, it was like, I don't know, less than 1 out of 3 who are qualified, 1 out of 3 of them would actually sign. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them were like, we don't want to have any extra choices on the ballot. We just want Republicans and Democrats. So we don't want a third choice. We don't want a Libertarian on the ballot. We don't want a Green Party person. They don't want anybody else on the ballot. So, and that's just an extra candidate. Now, you know, putting a ballot question on may be easier, maybe harder, depending on where you live. But let me go on with his comments here. He says, and the popular vote wins because the state has to follow its own rules. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that the state can kind of do whatever it really wants to do.
Oh, yeah, they violate people's rights all the time.
Wasn't it Henry Kissinger that said, what was the Kissinger quote where he said, if it's illegal, we break the law. If it's unconstitutional, it's a little trickier.
Well, usually they just do whatever they want.
Basically what he was saying.
And then if they get called out on it, it goes to court, takes years. Eventually, maybe the courts will rule in your favor. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll rule in the state's favor. And if they do rule in your favor, as you've, I'm sure, seen, Joe, with your channel over on Odyssey, Breaking the Flaw, where you do audits, going in and, you know, recording police, recording government bureaucrats in their job, I'm sure you know that there's been decisions like the Glick decision out of Boston, which was, I think, an appeals court level decision. Did that go to Supreme? I don't recall.
I'm pretty sure. It
went up there. Yes.
I mean,
it went up there, you know, assuring people that they have the right to record the police. That doesn't stop the cops from recording, you know, or arresting people who are recording them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, even with clear case law, even all the cases about people flipping the bird to the police and getting arrested.
And it almost doesn't matter what the laws are on the books anymore. The cops are going to do what they want. They're at the front lines. They're going to make their own decisions. And hopefully that these charges stick with the judge. And they want you to take bench trials. They don't want you to go to jury and that sort of thing. I tell everyone, go to jury. Everyone should go to jury, especially now because they're backlogged all the way, and they're less likely for these little minor charges for them
to even go to trial.
Because they can't keep up with what's going on.
So no, I don't think they do follow their own rules. But he goes on, he says, or it's violating its own laws and can be held accountable by the courts. Sure, yeah, after years and years of fighting, years of paying attorneys, maybe you'll hold them accountable. He goes on with another post here. He says, it's a pretty common response I've heard people say, oh, that's not going to work because you're relying on the state, and then they don't try anything else. Well, no, we are trying other things. We moved, see? So, and I can't speak for you guys as to why you moved, but for me, it was a frustration with not being able to accomplish anything where I was, with not having enough liberty-minded people concentrated in one area to make a difference whatsoever. And when I heard about the idea of the Free State Project, of the idea of a migration of freedom-loving people to the same place, I'm like, okay,
gotta go.
This makes sense. Numbers matter. And that's what he's talking about, right? Ultimately, that's his approach is, hey, let's get enough people to sign petitions, get things on the ballot, and make a difference. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have the numbers. Wherever it is you are, if you're an actual libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, you don't have the numbers, and the people don't support you.
But here in New Hampshire, we may have the numbers.
Here in
New
Hampshire.
They're shaking their boots. They're writing articles saying that we're the majority.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we're the majority at this point, but...
They think we are.
They're scared. I mean, they...
They're not excited about us.
The state establishment knows the libertarians in New Hampshire are an actual threat to them, and they act like it.
Too many free-thinking individuals instead of collectivists that go along with what, you know, their propaganda and their two-party systems.
Right.
That's what they're afraid of.
And the reason they're afraid is because we are large in number. We are influential over state politics. That is not true in any other state.
No.
The libertarians are a laughingstock if anybody even pays any attention to them anywhere else. You're either ignored or laughed at in most places, and we are beyond those phases here in New Hampshire. They're not ignoring us.
And there's one thing, is like I feel like a lot of the people that are here are already aligning with me, even if they're not in like my party of sorts, right? Like
you mean the natives, like New Hampshire?
Yeah,
natives?
A lot of the natives, like this whole live free or die slogan is really catching on to everyone, and they realize that, you know, they feel the pressure and they fight back. They don't sit around and do nothing. Whereas like in other states, you just get totally oppressed in the courts and you don't have a chance. And you are like the super minority, and the party politics are so skewed in opinions that you can't even influence them anymore. Like it's so off.
Well, interesting that we actually are influencing the people in the parties because libertarians here have run as Republicans. They've gotten elected.
Yeah, and I found that it's not real difficult to get a local New Hampshire native to see your side of things. Say that's kind of what I believe.
That's because a lot of them are sort of born libertarians, even if they don't maybe use that term themselves.
Yep.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you here in the studio, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
We've been talking about working within the system to change the system, which is a frustrating process. It's not an impossible process, as the people who moved here to New Hampshire have proven. You know, there was a time in my life where I was pretty burned out on politics and political action because it's awful. I mean, it is incredibly frustrating, incredibly expensive.
It is the grind of all grinds.
Incredibly time-consuming process. And yeah, it doesn't matter what you're attempting to accomplish, whether you are already an elected official trying to change the system, or you're just trying to get somebody elected, or trying to get a ballot initiative passed, or whatever. The system is designed to be obtuse. It's designed to be difficult to use. They want to protect their status quo, and the system's all about that.
It was nice being that little wrench in their gears, but that's all you are, and it's that's why I got out of there.
Well, but I appreciate the people who are willing to put up with it, because of those folks, I think New Hampshire is better off than it would have been otherwise over the last 20 years. I mean, we've seen the Free Staters, for instance, the people that have been, like us, have migrated here from elsewhere that have been elected. They've stood on the forefront of stopping some pretty bad legislation and putting forth some pretty good pro-liberty stuff. For instance, they actually reduced the state budget for the upcoming year, 2022 or 2021-2022, by 3.3%. There's, I believe, now a state mandate. They passed a bill recently that was actually signed by the governor where they cannot, they are prohibited, the state is prohibited from mandating a vaccination passport.
Oh, good.
Apparently.
Very nice. Recently, in gun news in New Hampshire, to add to that, there's been some legislation passed where there's some clarity given to when you can draw your weapon and how it can be. Right now, if you brandish a firearm in New Hampshire, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's to defend yourself against somebody, right?
Generally, they're not going to use it against you if you're using it to defend yourself or someone else, but they could. Mm-hmm. Now that is going away. They can no longer use that against you if you're drawing for that purpose.
Yeah, of course, New Hampshire already has, as of the last few years, constitutional carry, which means you don't have to ask for a permit in order to concealed carry. You've always been able to open carry mm-hmm. in New Hampshire, but they had a concealed carry permit for a while. That was a requirement. It is no longer a requirement.
Gun rights just keep getting better and better and better in New Hampshire.
Even cannabis. Decriminalized cannabis back in 2017. It's not legalized here, but it is decriminalized, and that's a good step in the right direction. So a lot of this, you know, these political moves here, there's a Freedom Caucus in the state legislature that has been working on holding the line on bad stuff and stopping the bad stuff from happening and moving pro-freedom stuff forward. And, man, it's a frustrating process for those guys.
They're doing a great job, though.
But they are doing amazing work, and I'm grateful for them. And none of this would be possible if it weren't for the migration of people who are coming here. So our guy that was on the phone a moment ago, Nicholas, who is, you know, from what I can see from his website, he's a professional petition gatherer. And that's ultimately what you have to do. If you want to get something on the ballot, whether it's a candidate or it's a ballot initiative, you got to hire the pros because the volunteers just aren't there. You don't have enough of them. If you do have volunteers, they're going to get burned out because it's a thankless work and it's, you know, brutal to stand out in the hot sunlight or the freezing cold or whenever the hell it is that the petitions have to get.
Oh, it was cold when I was trying to collect for that petition.
It's awful.
Oh, it was
awful.
And no one cleaned their driveway, so it was like really icy.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard work, and so you have to pay the pros. If you're in a city where there's a high population density, it's probably a lower cost per signature. But out here, where you're literally walking up some long driveway or whatever and knocking on doors.
Oh, it was a good 10 minutes between houses.
Yeah. I mean, you're paying probably $5 to $10 per signature. They paid $45,000. The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire paid $45,000 to qualify a handful of candidates for the ballot in 2020, all of whom lost and didn't get more than, you know, 2%.
Wow.
So it's a lot of
and that was
time
Nicholas.
Money.
That was the Nicholas guy.
No, I don't know where. I don't remember where he lives, but it wasn't New Hampshire.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
whoever that is.
Yeah, I mean he's trying to do something, and whatever it is that you think you can do for liberty, you can do it better here in New Hampshire because you can actually have
hands down
people who can help you. You can have people who can fund you. You can have people who can volunteer. You can have people who agree with you that, you know, can actually be your friend. Because it's, you know, if you're a liberty-minded person and you're in a big city, you might as well be all alone at this point with all the mask mandates and all the insanity that, by the way, is not going to get any better. Let's go to your calls here. We got Jimmy in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
I want to talk about microdosing of specifically magic mushrooms.
Nice.
And the reason why is because my dad, he's a former pastor, and he retired because of a lot of emotional trauma. He suffered from a pretty bad deal that happened. A whole bunch of people he was really close to died within like a year, and it really messed him up emotionally. But he suffers from anxiety problems and stuff like that, and I've read and heard a lot of good stuff about microdosing magic mushrooms to help with those symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, I like microdosing. I've experimented with it a little bit. It's been a while. It's been a few years since I've done it, but I did have at one time some liquid mushrooms, and that makes it really easy to do a microdose. Doing them with just the mushroom caps could be difficult because you never really know how much psilocybin is in one mushroom cap. You may get more psilocybin in a smaller cap than a larger cap, or vice versa. You really don't ever know. You can't tell just by looking at them.
When you're saying microdosing, you're saying that you're not, like, tripping. You're just feeling, like mild effects that make you, like, you know, focus and feel good. Is that what you're looking? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And I heard it actually helps, regrow brain cells that have been damaged from severe depression, which is something my dad's suffered, so.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to the medical benefits. They are testing that stuff right now. We spoke about this last week on the show. There's now, you know, billion-dollar companies that are being founded to do more testing on this stuff, to develop products for therapeutic purposes. Early testing has shown things like psilocybin and MDMA, for instance. These are two chemicals that have for our lifetimes been illegal Schedule One substances that they're now finally doing studies on, and they're finding things like that MDMA can actually cure things like PTSD.
Hmm.
Not microdosing on it, but an actual like full dose with a therapy session. And a microdose can also have different benefits for people.
Like, I've definitely seen this trend going that the more natural these so-called drugs are, more beneficial than these pharmaceuticals that people have been taking, and there's less of addictive qualities to them. So I appreciate you bringing this up, and just like herb. Cannabis, it just, you grow it, you dry it, you smoke it, right? Mm. Whereas the same thing with the mushrooms, you grow it, you dry it, you eat it. It's really not, there's not much to it.
Yeah, mushrooms are definitely one of my, lifelong favorites because, like you said, it is more of a natural substance. Although, having tried the liquid psilocybin, I got to say, I appreciate the extra processing time that goes into to that particular concoction just because it makes it easy to dose. It makes it easy to, if you want to do a micro dose, you can get the liquid psilocybin on, like, you know, darknet markets.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a lab did that, right? Like, it's like someone put it in a blender with water.
No, I don't know exactly what the process is.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting anything here.
Yeah. But you can easily measure those doses and get a consistent dose. So if you want to do a microdose, that's, like you said, Joe, it's to the level where you're being affected, but it's not really affecting you in a visible tripping, oh, my God, you know, faces are looking different kind of way or whatever. The walls aren't breathing. You know, you would just maybe be able to focus a little bit better during the workday. So there was a few years ago, there were stories in mainstream publications about people in Silicon Valley that were just doing microdosing and going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the problem I've ran into is, like, I plan on trying this once myself and then seeing if my dad would, you know, like to try it. But the problem I've been having is I can't find, like, a, you know, fairly consistent idea on what a proper dosage for microdosing would be. I've heard 150 milligrams to 300 milligrams to a whole gram and stuff, and I'm just not sure what it would be.
Well, I think that's something you can probably go on a website like Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D. It's like the encyclopedia, basically the online encyclopedia for drugs. There's all kinds of frequently asked questions. Okay. There's personal experiences, trip reports, things like that there.
A general rule of thumb is start small
and
go higher if you need to.
I mean, most of the time you're going to get some psychedelic effects if you're at over a gram to some extent, so I would guess you'd probably want to start at a gram or lower and see what happens. But check out the details online. I love Arrowid, E-R-O-W-I-D. Good luck, Jimmy. I appreciate the call tonight. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.